Welcome to Integrate Yourself, everybody. I'm your host, Allison Pillow, and you can find me at finallythrivingbook.com and allisonpillow.com. Finallythrivingbook.com is where you can find my book, get a copy of that. You can also find my audiobook there. You can find a lot of resources from my book, video resources, meditations, exercises that go with the book and help you integrate all of what I share in the book. So that's a great resource to have there, as well as my other website, allisonpillow.com, is my coaching website. And you can find all my coaching services there. I do one-on-one coaching for self-development through the Finally Thriving program. I also offer a group program, which is the Finally Thriving program. It's a 12-week course and coaching program, and we're getting ready to start a new one this August. So if you want to be a part of that, get in touch and we can set up a free call and I can tell you more about it. And it's really a lovely experience. It's basically the key principles that I really share in my book. And we learn how to integrate those through a 12-week course and coaching process. So you have an online course where you get a module a week and you get to integrate that lesson each week. It's a really fun practice that you get to integrate each week. And then we have a live group coaching session with me every week. And also I have some guest speakers that are coming in again this time around. And I have a third one that's coming in. So we're going to be integrating all of these tools to get to know ourselves better. These are all ways that you can understand yourself better, create more compassion for yourself, as well as the tools that you can use to find peace within your daily life, really bring you back home to yourself, ways that you can create pure presence in your life. And that's what creates peace. And it's really when we are not feeling natural, we're not moving naturally, we're not eating naturally, we're not thinking naturally, which just means how we're really meant to do it, what we're here to do. And we have all these programs that get in the way of that and ways of that we are taught to think and believe about ourselves that kind of get in the way of all of that. And so when we can start to work on some of these subconscious stories that block us from really thriving and help us, you know, get out of the survival mode, then we can start bringing in those tools of self-care that really start to integrate that state of thriving, that joy that you want to bring in your life, the sense of peace that you want to bring in your life, the sense of presence that you will have for yourself and other people, which is so valuable. And we work on all these skills, as well as we work on our food relationship and work on movement and learn how to move energy through with movement and meditation. So these are all really important skills. And I've gotten incredible feedback about the class. I'm highlighting one of my students, Stacy, who had some incredible results from the class. She actually did the class twice. And she, as you'll hear today, had some severe panic attacks. She was having severe panic attacks and anxiety. And she was able to overcome that with the practices and the tools and the methods that I shared with her in the class. So it was pretty amazing because so many people right now are dealing with that and they really don't have the tools to know how to bring themselves out of that and into a natural state of thriving, really being able to relax in their lives. So this is a big part of today's show. I wanted to share one of my students' personal experiences with you and so that you can really understand what this class is all about. And if you're interested in joining again in August, I will leave the link to the next class registration in the show notes today. Basically, it's setting up a call with me. We talk. We get you signed up there. I give you all the details about the class, the commitment level, as well as what we'll be working on and how I can help you specifically, because that's why I really like to talk to people one-on-one so I know how I can help them within the class, because it is a small group setting and I get to coach people on an individual basis too within the group setting. You also get a free session with me too. So we can work on specifically what you're dealing with. So if you're interested in that, set up a free discovery call with me and we can really explore that together and get you signed up for the class in August. So without further ado, it's my honor and my pleasure to introduce you to my student, Stacy. Enjoy. So welcome, everybody. Today, I'm here with one of my Finally Thriving graduates. She's actually graduated from both class one and class two. So she is a master at this work by now. And so today she's going to be sharing some of her experiences of the class and really how it helped and transformed her life. She's not only my dear friend, she's also my sister. And I feel very honored that she even considered taking a class with me, with her big sister. But it was just such a, I would say from my perspective, just such an honor to first be able to guide you through that process, but also just watch the magnificence of your life transform, and you just really open up to receiving so much more that you didn't even know or were aware of before. So before we get started on this whole thing, I just want to say thank you so much and congratulations. And I'm celebrating you today for all that you've accomplished. It's really, this is the work. This is the real work that we're in, that we're doing right now, right? And that we're here to do. We're here to really look inside of ourselves and become aware of what's going on. And that's what you did. So congratulations. So I just want to start by, you're welcome. I just want to start by, giving my audience, my listeners, people who are watching this on Instagram, just an idea of what experience you had with the Finally Thriving program, by just starting with, the issues or problems or struggles you were having and what really prompted you to want to take the class in the first place. Self-care is finally a cultural phenomenon. The hashtag self-care has appeared on social media millions of times. So why aren't we applying it to our health and wellness? Instead, we beat ourselves up for not finding time to exercise, or we work out so hard that we suffer from joint and back pain. We struggle with diet, stress, and insomnia. That kind of health and wellness just isn't relaxing. It isn't joyful, and it definitely doesn't feel like self-care. Finally Thriving invites wellness into your life in a whole new way, bringing genuine self-care to your health and wellness routine. Learn how true self-care actually helps your body regenerate. Discover quick, simple exercises that build strength and flexibility, powerfully but gently, with hidden treasures along the way. Journal prompts, breathing exercises, relaxing meditations, and more. Merge your physical, mental, and spiritual wellness into one with Finally Thriving and embrace a self-care wellness routine that will nourish every aspect of your life. If you want to pick up a copy of my book, Finally Thriving, head over to the link in my show notes. You can get it on Amazon. You can pick it up as an ebook or audiobook. It's available there too. And if you want to dive deeper with me, you can head over to my wait list link and join the wait list for the Finally Thriving program, where we dive deeper into these aspects and learn more about ourselves. It's a 3-month course and coaching program, and you get coaching from me every week. If you're ready to finally thrive, you can pick up a copy of my book or listen on audiobook, and this is going to take you through all the things, all the steps that I've brought my clients through and myself over 20 years of coaching, holistic health, wellness, and holistic healing. This is wisdom that will last you a lifetime. So follow the link on my show notes to pick up your copy of Finally Thriving so you can finally thrive.
Well, yeah, and it's an honor to be here too. And I took your class because you inspire me in a lot of different ways. You've done a lot of work yourself. And so that really inspired me to do the work as well for me. So so you've been a big inspiration in my life. So that's what I want to say with that. But
Thank you.
We each have had our own journeys. And mine has been a big journey of learning how to be okay with myself, to love myself, to accept myself, to allow myself just to be who I am and who I'm meant to be. And I, prior to all of, to this moment, I really fought that a lot. I pushed it down. I suppressed it. I suppressed all my emotions. I ran away, pushed away in any possible way I could, because everything just felt so overwhelming to me, even the good stuff, you know. I didn't quite know how to take it in. I was one of those that was like empathic, you know, I was an empath, sensitive. I could feel everything, everybody's energy. And so it was really overwhelming for me. And I never really quite got the tools to know how to navigate all of those big feelings that were coming in when I was a child. So I just kind of learned how to endure, and I learned ways to protect myself. And they weren't always healthy ways, especially when I became an adult, that learned that, you know, blocking yourself and protecting yourself and muting your voice and suppressing your emotions was not healthy. But I did that as a child because it was just what I knew what to do, you know. So it was just a learned habit for me. And I just, for me, I had a whole life of just responding to life from a fear-based place, from anxiety, you know, seeing everything that could go wrong, or, you know, and I think a lot of it was my environment and what I picked up and the kind of energy that I learned how to be around, you know. And so I just carried that with me for probably far too long, until the point where my body just couldn't function that way anymore, you know. And it was sort of like, it reminded me of the book, you know, by Gabor Mate, When the Body Says No. You know, you check out from the body enough, you push it away, you act like it doesn't exist, you fight against it, you resist. Eventually, it's going to come out in one way or the other. So, you know, I did a lot of healing. I don't want to negate all the stuff that I did prior to that, but I still had some work to do. So my body showed me that. I had some really big major life events, one of which was a health issue, was a major health issue that just really awakened me in so many ways and really made me look at myself and say, I'm not living the life I want to live. I'm tired of living this way. I'm tired of being feeling like I have to hide and hide myself and pretend like I'm somebody I'm not, just to be okay in the world. You know, I wanted to be my authentic self. And that was one of the reasons why I sought out what you did, because what you do in Finally Thriving is it's all about reconnecting with yourself. It's all about that self-discovery journey, which I loved. I love that you allow us to come to those moments on our own, in our own ways. It's not a protocol. It's not like, you got to all do it this way, you know. And I love the open-endedness of it, you know. And so it allowed me to really look at myself and to be able to realize that I needed to make a major lifestyle shift. You know, I had so much stress in my life. I was living from, it was so much stress, putting so much pressure on myself for everything. And I just needed to learn how to lighten up and just have fun and enjoy my life a little bit more. And sometimes it takes a really big event to get to that point where you realize that you need to make a change. And for others, it may not be as huge. But for me, it was like I needed a major wake-up call, because I was just so stuck in my old patterns. I couldn't shake them. I couldn't change them. They were really familiar for me, even though they weren't healthy. So when it's something that you're used to doing and used to being for over 40 years, then it's really hard to create change. Sometimes it can be very difficult. So I just took it step by step and realized it was a process. It was a practice. When I experienced the major health challenge, I started having, prior to that, I was having panic attacks, but my panic attacks got worse. After that, it was very traumatic. It was a very traumatic event. And it was very scary. You know, I can look at it now and say it was an awakening, but at the time it felt like a major crisis. And, it felt like my whole life was being turned upside down and I had no control over it. And that was another thing with me, is I had to completely surrender and let go of control. I could not control this. I could not control what my body was doing and what was happening. In that moment, I had to surrender completely. And so that event, you know, afterwards, I still had a lot to process. When I got out of it, thank goodness, I was able to get out of it. I'm doing much better. I still had a lot of trauma to process from that. And so I was still experiencing panic attacks, you know, it was really uncomfortable mostly when I was driving with my son. And I realized that's what I used to feel before I was diagnosed with my health issue. I used to have issues, you know, when I was driving with him. And so it triggered some old stuff for me. And so I had to work through that. I realized that I was still resisting change. I was still resisting myself. I didn't want this to happen to me. I just wanted to feel better. I just wanted to be okay. But I had to go through the process of what that meant for me. And I had to turn inward. And so that was another lovely thing that I loved what you did, is because I had an opportunity to not reach outside of myself and say, you tell me what to do. Tell me what to take. Tell me how to heal. Tell me, you know, I had to go within. There was not going to be any other answer to that. And your program really helped me go within and helped me realize that all the answers were within myself. And so I had to start listening to my body. I had to start honoring my body in order to feel safe in my body again. You know, my body's not going to feel safe until it felt like I was going to be there for it, until it felt like I was going to show up and be a more loving and nurturing presence to myself. So those things had to happen. I had to realize that, again, it was all within me. I had to, you know, get silent and still with myself and realize that I had been pushing and suppressing all of these really hard, uncomfortable emotions for so long. And now I need to let them come up and I needed to feel them and I needed to express them. I needed to cry if I needed to. I needed to feel sad or excited if I just needed to feel all of it. And I needed to let it go. I needed to just allow myself to be human. It's really, because being human is having emotions.
Absolutely.
So I could not lock it all inside anymore. So yeah, so the trauma really, you know, those panic attacks were, I think, a way to push me towards myself again. At the beginning, I would get scared by them because it just kind of mirrored what I was going through in my prior health challenge. I thought that I was experiencing that experience again. So it triggered some memories for me. And it brought me into a fearful place. But then I decided, you know, next time this happens, you know, I remember one particular time when I was in one of your classes and I had learned how to talk to myself in a more loving way. You know, you had talked about looking at everything from a glass half full or even a glass that's overflowing. You know, you change your perspective, you change your perception. So I said, I'm not going to get afraid of this. I'm not going to look at it as something to push away from. I'm going to move towards it this time. I've never done that in my life, not very often. I've usually just pushed it away, but I'm going to just see what happens. I'm going to move towards it this time. What could it hurt? You know, it's not going to hurt anything just to try something different. And so I remember one time in the car, it started to crop up. I could feel it was going to come on. And my usual would be like, oh God, yeah, I get scared and I would push against it. This time I just put my hand on my heart and said, I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm here for, you know, I see you fear. I'm here. I'm here. I love you. You know, we're okay. You know, taking a few deep breaths, just soothing myself, talking to myself in a loving way. And it didn't even come on. Wow. No more panic attack. And I was so excited. It's just so excited because I felt at home. I felt like a caged animal. I felt like I was afraid to go anywhere. I was afraid to do anything because I was afraid I was going to have another panic attack because it was happening in the car when I was going places. So, and it felt really limiting to live that way. But I said, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to try. And so the more I did it, and the more I got into the car and drove places, and the more I could sense that it was happening, I could tune into my body and I could feel it coming on, then I could attend to myself and I could be there for myself and I can turn towards myself. And I think that's what I needed all along in the first place. You know what I mean? I was able to give myself what I needed all along, like parent myself, you know, be that parent that I needed to help me navigate this really uncomfortable emotion in that moment. And I was able to do that. I was able to be my own co-regulator and just bring myself back down. And now I'm not having them at all anymore. It's just amazing.
So no more panic attacks.
So far,
that's
yes.
Amazing.
No more panic attacks completely. And it's just, it's amazing. And it's the whole process has just been wonderful. I mean, this is, I think the biggest thing that I've gotten, one of the biggest things was just learning how to turn towards myself in a more loving way, to make myself a priority. You're really good about that. And the Finally Thriving program is, it's all about reconnecting with your authenticity. You know, when we're young, it's all about the attachment. It's all about, we're going to do anything to stay attached because that keeps us safe. Even if we have to disregard our values, we have to mute our voice, whatever we have to do to stay in our parents' graces or anybody else or whoever's raising us, to keep that attachment, because that's how we stay alive. That's how we survive, right? Survival, right? And then you realize that it's time to reclaim your authenticity. Everything I kind of put aside to survive, now I can reclaim. So I was able to step into my own power, you know, put myself first, which is, it's even hard to say that still sometimes, because I was always somebody who would just put everybody else first for myself. So I had to do that. I had to reclaim who I was and who I am authentically, and honor that. I'm still trying to discover who that is, but I know more than I did before, you know, and I got to really look at my values and desires in your class and be able to fine tune what really lit me up, what, you know, and what I really enjoy doing, or what I would like to do, or how I would like to move forward in my life. So it was very positive and fun. And it was very good. It was fun to visualize, you know, those different things. And I really love how it was about getting more in touch with my ways of expressing myself, you know, and you did it in such a fun way. I loved all the exercises and playful things that we got to do, because I have been totally carrying a serious stick for so long. It's like, I have these big, huge boulders on my shoulders. I'm just like, oh, I got, you know, this is the way I got to live life.
Like the suffering of life.
It's going to be this serious endeavor to live life. And it's like, no, it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be serious. It can actually be fun. It can be a fun adventure. It can be playful. you can wake up and be excited about your life. I mean, you know, it's very possible. So I loved all the exercises and practices that you did to help build that up again within me, because I didn't really know how to play, you know. Yeah. I really had to connect that to my myself. You know, I didn't really have a chance to do really what I wanted to do when I was little, really explore my values and desires. I just kind of had to do what everybody else in the family was doing. So this is a great time to just think what I actually wanted to do, you know. And we got to do it in such fun, playful ways, you know, dancing and singing and breath work and taking ourselves out on wellness dates and doing some, you know, the vision board and just all the fun ways, interactive ways that you had us explore our playfulness and our way, our, you know, how we could express ourselves was just, it made it so much more fun, you know, brought that lightness in that I needed.
Yeah. 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 And you and I've talked about the energy of suppressing what meets that is a not able to express yourself, which creates a lot of pressure. It's like a pressure cooker, right? And once you can, like you said, which was, oh my God, it was so beautiful. And you just express that whole thing so beautifully. That's like in real time, like how far you've come. Amazing. I mean, when you start to learn how, because it's like you said, we go through life thinking we have to fix it from the outside. But when we start to learn the tools to actually do that from the inside, then everything in our external world changes. And that's the manifestation, the practical manifestation steps is to look inward first. And it takes courage to do that, to go that to that, to a place of awareness. But you did that. And then you began to build the trust in your own body by just allowing and acknowledging first that those exist. You know, we talked about that the other day too. I had a great conversation with you. And, talking about, like, sometimes, you know, everything wants to know that it exists, that it, every energy in the world wants to know it exists. Mm-hmm. By just acknowledging that it exists sometimes really just allows it to move through. So you're not holding on to it, right? Because it just wants to know that it's there, you know, in a way, if you think about it. And so by acknowledging it and then, you know, giving it compassion and love and helping that emotion move, learning the skills to do that, like you did, as we heal our inner child, right? And all the ways that we suppressed ourselves when we were younger and brought into our adulthood, then you are letting yourself, you're liberating yourself to be more creative and allowing that creative expression to come out without judgment or attachment. And so I really enjoyed watching you go through that process. And now look at you, you're just expressing yourself with full authenticity and so much clarity and inspiration. This is so beautiful, Stacey.
Thank you. Yeah. You're totally right. Just, it's so much simpler than we make it. You know, it took me a really long time to realize that I would be doing way too much in the healing realm. I would do too much. It's always just like as many things as I could do, more was better. And it really wasn't. It was just kind of muddling the process and getting away in the way of, it was actually another form of distraction away from myself, you know. And now I just simply will sit still and listen to my, you know, body and to myself. I make it a lot more of a simple practice than I did before. And now I'm starting to hear my body speak to me. It's speaking back to me now. It's telling me what it needs. You know, just because I've decided to sit with it and be with it. And it's excited, though. Like you said, it wants to be acknowledged. It wants to be heard. It's here to support me. So it wants to be part of the process. It wants to be acknowledged. It wants to be, you know, and so ever since, you know, I had that major scare with my health, it's like I have celebrated my body. I talk to my body every day. I thank my body for supporting the health and wellness every single day. I congratulate it. I just say, yay, way to go. You know, when I make it from a panic attack, I didn't have one, I'd be like, awesome nervous system. You did great. You know, like I would be congratulating my nervous system and saying how proud I was of it and saying, you know, nice. You know, we were able to stay safe and calm, you know, and just celebrating that win with myself and with my body. And, you know, and so far, some of the things that my body's been able to tell me, which has been profound, was my, you know, my heart told me, you know, you're putting too much pressure on yourself. Mm-hmm. My diaphragm told me, you are, you know, closing off your breath, you know, you are, and then, you know, my throat has been, has told me, you know, you have a voice. So I've heard these messages pop into my head from my body, helping me, you know, it's like, it's there to help me. It's there to, you know, it's there for me. So, you know, I think one of the most important things is to know that it's there for you. It's not against you. If you're experiencing panic attacks, if you're experiencing a really, some really big health issues in your life that are challenging you physically, sometimes our tendency is to say, what's wrong with me? Why is my body doing this? And to kind of push against it and resist it. But really what it needs is, what, how can I be there for you? How can I bring more of that love there for you, you know, and really listen to what your body is trying to tell you, because it's there for a reason. It's trying to tell you something that you need that could help you maybe shift whatever you're feeling and whatever's going on. And of course, one of the biggest things that I needed to do is honor how I was feeling. Mm-hmm. Even if it felt uncomfortable, like you said, that suppression, you can only hold on to it for so long. You can only, and it's just not the way to live. It's not the way to live. And it's definitely not thriving. It doesn't fit into that category, you know? But I it's been so profound, you know, everything, you know, that you have provided and put out there for everybody. I love to being able to, I think the idea of being able to be in a community and connect with others really helped me. It helped hold me accountable. It helped me take responsibility. You know, it gave me a place to go and a place to open up. And I think that was a really important component of what you did, was we all had different things going on, but we could all connect in a way based on how we were feeling. We all had some sort of common connection at some point, or we could say, oh, I really understand what you're saying. Or we can congratulate each other. We could praise each other. You know, it's that, again, it's that co-regulation piece. It's that piece of having somebody else's support that also adds to your own self-discovery journey. It really helps give it that extra boost, you know, that you need. And that's what I also loved, was being able to not just take it all on my own. I was somebody who would just want to read a book and, you know, try to figure it out on my own, you know, another way of complicating it. But once I started opening up to support from others, that also made such a huge, huge difference. Not going only inward. It's a combination of going inward, but also opening up and receiving, you know, it's both. So, exactly. And allowing both of those to happen, you know, it's the ebb and flow, you know, it's not one or the other. If I paid attention to myself way too much and went inward too much, then I guess that probably wouldn't be very healthy either. So I think it's a little bit of both and whatever you need at that moment that you, you know.
Yeah. That's why we learn how to receive in the class too, because, mm-hmm. I feel like that was an important component that gets missed many times. You know, it's more of that feminine aspect of, health and wealth and everything in life, you know, and connection and relationships, learning, you know, you first like learn how to go in and become aware of things that are going on. And then you learned how to receive the love and support from others, which is very important, out of love and compassion instead of fear, like you were saying earlier. So I love that you're talking about that harmony between the giving and receiving. 'Cause yes, that's a big takeaway, that I really love to see my students take away from the class and start to integrate into their lives, because it just feels more balanced, right? Because many of us are, you know, especially if we've been in the healing industry for years, we're like givers, you know, we're giving so much of ourselves, and then not really giving enough to ourselves, like you were doing as well. So, well, this has been amazing. I want to just kind of like close up with your biggest takeaways and like how you're integrating it into your life now. Like, how has your life changed on a day-to-day basis from being, taking it? And I'll say also that that last group was a magical group. I mean, they were just some special people in there. But how have you, like, what have you done? Like, how are you integrating it in your daily life? How are you, what are you finding that is transformative or different than what you were experiencing before? You've said much of that in today's talk, but I wanted to just give maybe some last thoughts about that.
I think the biggest one is to come back around to turning towards myself, you know, having a more, with more love and nurturing and compassion, and finding ways to honor that through the things that I love to do or what light me up, giving myself time and space to just do that. I'm putting myself as a priority, you know. And so in the mornings, one of my things that I do is I make sure before I get up is I have a meditation, and I have a meditation practice, and I check in with myself and I give myself that sacred time. You know, so that's a really big thing. And I learned that in your class as well, is to create a ritual or rhythm routine for yourself each and every day, like something that you could do just for yourself and make time and space for that, even if it's just for a little while. It doesn't have to be anything big or long in the day. It could just be, you know, checking in with yourself and being with yourself for that moment. And I try to incorporate the wellness dates, you know, take myself out on dates, like just go outside. Nature is a date for me. I go outside in nature a lot. So that's very soothing and grounding for me and something that fills me up. And I like to create nature mandalas and art. So from the materials I found in the ground, you know, and just put my feet on the ground and just really connect with that whole experience. So that's a wellness date that I often take myself on often. So now that I've made this a consistent part of my life, checking in with myself, loving myself, grounding myself with these rituals and routines, I feel like that's helped my nervous system calm down. I remember saying one time in your program, I would just do anything to feel safe. You remember that? So I said, I would just do anything to feel safe because I was really having a hard time. And you helped me set up the energy for that. You helped me put it out there in the universe in the right way. You know, what would it take for me to feel safe? You know, kind of put it out there and affirm it. And instead of saying, I don't feel safe, or focusing on what I don't have, we started focusing on what we do have. So switching that gear from being normally a more of a negative thinking person, I switched my gear to be more of a positive thinking person and really set up the tone of my day and what I did. Look at it the other way, you know, look at it from a more positive direction. And I think that just really helped my nervous system settle down. It helped it to feel safe again. It helped it to feel nurtured and loved. And it's just amazing that I can feel like that again today, like myself.
Yeah, you know? That's incredible. Oh my gosh. So now it sounds like you're also able to, from that calm place, make better choices in your life, make even have better discernment around what you really want and what you want to create.
So it's important. I mean, I had to get myself to the calm space. I wasn't going to be able to force it. It was a process. I mean, it took me a couple of years to get to that place from the big event, major life events that happened. So it took time and time again of showing up. It didn't just happen overnight. You know, and I'm still working on it. It's still a practice. It will be always a practice. It's a lifetime practice, but I'm enjoying it more. It's not a chore. It's not something I feel like I have to do. I don't feel like I'm fixing myself or that I'm broken anymore. or there's anything wrong with me anymore. I'm coming from a different place. Now it's because I enjoy it. It's fun taking care of myself. It's enjoyable. I love, you know, love myself now. I didn't used to love myself. So I have love for myself. And so it's shifted everything. It's completely shifted the energy, you know, and opened up so much more than I thought was possible. So I'm getting all, I get a little emotional from it.
Oh, that's amazing. That's, I know, awesome. I'm feeling the chill bumps. Yeah. Thank you so much, Stacey, for sharing your journey and your story. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on, and I love you so much, and keep doing it.
All right. I'll keep doing it.
All right. Bye.
All right. Love you.
Love you too. Sets the stage for you to receive what the world has to offer. When you're able to receive what the world has to offer, you automatically build trust that you will receive what you want in your life. Why is this important? Depends on what we learn from our parents, what we did or didn't get, and our level of trust that we'll be taken care of and in the universe's abundance. Many of us grew up in households that weren't perfectly nurturing, so our ability to receive was compromised. Receiving became something we needed to learn how to do on our own, and for some of us, we're still learning. If you're not allowing yourself to take in the goodness life has to offer by acknowledging your wins and receiving love from others, you will always be searching, and never feel like you're doing enough.